The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
That is him, but not in 1943.
Something else is going on, and I want to know what it is.
Was there anyone on that escape shuttle?
My sensors show it headed for the 310 portal. There's nothing left of the mothership.
You know, Horace, we told Kelly we had to get together this evening.
What do you know about the new director?
His name is Jake Holliday. I was his boss, Director.
This is a little awkward.
It doesn't have to be, sir.
Is Kate coming tonight?
She told me she had a pretty rough day today. She'll be at our party on the shore tomorrow.
Well, you know, that's why I'm thinking about someone familiar with all of this.
Whoa, hold on, amigo. You're not talking about me, are you?
We're trailing a Rage Destroyer from 310.
We've been monitoring the Rage vessel. Do you have a copy on those ships?
The freighter self-detonated. Shortly before that, an escape pod departed and went through the 310 portal. That means it was a coordinated sabotage event by our two scientists. The question is, did they both sacrifice themselves, or did either one of them survive?
And now, episode 77, Regroup.
The fate of those two prisoner scientists is out of our hands. Headquarters has dispatched our scout ship under the command of Captain Jocko. You've been instructed to break off engagement and return to Boldabar for debriefing.
Understood. I'm to return to Quartermaster for refueling and admin for payment.
In due time, Mercury. You will report to G2 for debriefing after docking. The IDF appreciates your patriotism.
Hey, we are glad to do our patriotic duty.
BSS out. George, do you have a copy on the scout ship?
Affirmative.
Hail Captain Jocko for me.
You have an open channel.
Bat 1, Boldabar Space Station on open channel. Do you copy?
Roger. Bat 1 with you.
Captain Jocko, this is Commander Sims. I understand you'll be shadowing the Rage vessel.
Copy that, sir. We've been ordered to monitor, but do not engage.
We really need to know who is on board the destroyer.
We have a pre-positioned high-def satellite in geosynchronous orbit over Latumis headquarters. And if they land there, we will have high-resolution photos available. We will be able to identify any specified personnel.
Relay whatever you get to us for analysis. Headquarters has given us the lead on this. BSS out. George, notify me immediately of any data from Bat 1.
Affirmative, Commander. Shall we resume systems check?
Roger that. Systems check, Section 4, Paragraph Alpha 3.
All right, Dad, the crabs are ready.
Perfect. The venison is ready, too.
Great. I'll put the crabs out, and we can get started soon.
Dear me. I came all the way over here to eat deer meat?
That's Eastern Shore Surf and Turf, Jim.
I thought that was muskrat and oysters.
Well, that's in the fall. Don't worry, Jim. These are only for the few diehard huntsmen in the group. I'm also grilling up some nice steaks, and I've got some hot dogs and hamburgers for you foreigners.
Don't you mean hot dogs and hamburgs?
No, I got away from that pronunciation a long time ago.
What pronunciation?
Hey, Katie, glad you made it. We were talking about hamburgs.
I actually saw that on a menu up in Easton. So, venison and crabs?
Yep.
Yeah, and some steaks for us normal people. Don't worry, Kate. Your dad's grilling up hot dogs so you can have some chili dogs.
Very funny, Jim. So, how was the big party last night?
It served its purpose. Our alibi for disappearing yesterday is intact.
Ah, sorry you couldn't make it. I think Nelson was extra disappointed.
What a shame. I don't see Captain McCall.
She couldn't make it today.
Pearman's not here either. Something about an annual inventory?
They both enjoyed themselves last night. Everyone seemed to really have a good time.
Lots of laughs.
You mean you got McCall to laugh? I'm sorry I missed it now.
Hey, Kate. Missed you last night.
I heard.
I see you got your beauty sleep. And I have to say, you must have gone to bed really early.
Nelson, it's just us. You don't have to put on that obnoxious act. We're all IDF here.
Act? You should have seen him last night. If this is an act, last night was an Academy Award performance.
Acting? Who's acting? So, Agent Hawk, I understand you're meeting your new boss Monday.
Yeah, a Jake Holliday. Anyone here familiar with him?
I knew his great-great-uncle Doc.
Dad.
Just kidding. I only know of him. We never worked together, but I gather he's good people.
I was on a detail he headed up about 4 years ago. He was firm but fair. I suppose you know by now, Kate, that O'Neill was his boss back then.
Really? wonder what happened to leapfrog him over O'Neill.
Seriously, Jim? You're wondering how an aggressive male worker gets promoted over an equally qualified female?
Relax, Hawk. No need to go burning your...
Whoa. Don't go there unless you want to revisit your sparring session with Kate.
Speaking of burning, let me get this meat off the grill or we'll all be eating just sweet corn and crabs.
Don't worry, Kate. I made sure to tell Kelly to order plenty of rabbit food for you.
If you're not careful, both of you are going to be picking yourselves up off the ground. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to catch up with Aunt Karen.
You two are on the verge of big trouble.
My middle name is Trouble.
I thought it was Gene.
Very funny.
Why don't you two comedians take these meat platters to the table before they get cold?
Hey, you guys need any help with the food?
Carry it.
That I can do.
And eating it?
That I can most definitely do.
You like venison?
It's okay when there's nothing else to eat. So I'm going to put a hurt on these porterhouse and burgers for sure.
So I've been meaning to ask. I saw you and McCall chatting it up last night. I didn't think she was your type.
What is this? Everybody's comedian today. Actually, it was work-related.
I know McCall. I'm not surprised. So she has another case she needs your help with.
Well, I'm not really supposed to say anything.
But you will.
With both you and Kate gone, they're in a hurt for an experienced detective. So a transfer may be in the works.
Hey, that's great news. Jim, that'll give you someone to work with when you get your PI business up and running.
Oh, I wouldn't want to impose on Hernandez before he even gets there.
I might be able to work something out. I could always use some crabs and oysters.
Listen to this guy. He's not even out of vice yet, and he's already setting up a scheme.
Everybody, if I could have your attention... Kate and I want to thank everyone who came today. This is a time to celebrate the return of our dad after 5 long years. Dad, it's great to have you back.
And we're also celebrating the official retirement of Officer Horace Hawk. Dad, we are so happy to have you back, and I hope you take the time to fully enjoy your retirement. Would you mind saying a few words?
I really didn't prepare anything.
But
I'll say something anyway. First of all, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for making the trip over here to God's country. I know there are some who really wanted to come, but duty calls, and I completely understand that. It's been a rough 5 years, but my thoughts of friends and family kept me going. Something like this makes you stop and realize that in spite of our turmoils, our political disagreements, our infighting and rants on Facebook, we are still the nation that everyone wants to come to, even though many of our enemies would never confess to it. So, each and every one of you, count your blessings. Now, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to say a quick blessing. Heavenly Father, help us to understand the blessings you bestow upon us every day. Bless those who have come here today and to those who prepared the food. Amen.
Amen.
Let's eat.
Baldabar Space Station, this is Bat 1 on TACCOM 2. Over.
Bat 1, Commander Sims, go ahead.
Commander, we have monitored the Rage Cruiser and it has landed at their base facility. HD satellite relay has been connected and we're getting pictures now. It appears that most of the facility has been destroyed. Over.
Copy that. Have you detected any troop movements? Over.
Negative on that. It appears from their parking space that they are attempting to resupply. Best guess is that they have an alternate destination in mind. Over.
We concur. Start your continuous live feed from the satellite to us. We'll advise you on any changes from headquarters. Over.
Copy that. Bat 1 out.
Commander, data link established. I will continue to scan photos for any movements.
Thank you, George.
Commander, I would like to ask a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Have there been any updates on the status of Agents Jim Barnes and Kate Hawk, of which I am not aware?
Why, George, I believe you miss them.
Commander, may I remind you that I am programmed for logic and crew interaction, not emotion. They provided much more new data input than our programmers. I found their references to baseball and movies most fascinating. It helped me better understand the human psyche.
So in other words, you miss them.
If I understand the phrase correctly, then yes, I miss them.
If something bad had happened to them, I'm sure First Officer Nate would have notified us of that. Then he would have reported to us.
That is a valid assumption based on his tendency to, I believe the term is, Gossip.
You are correct.
Commander, video link to Latumus base is up. Shall I stream the feed?
Affirmative. Send the feed to our tactical network.
Feed is now on TAC network.
I'll monitor the feed in my quarters. Patch any comm traffic to me there.
Affirmative. Commander, stand by. Sensors indicate a STIP has just cleared Boldabar portal.
Can you identify?
Pinging transponder on all frequencies. STIP identifies as Controller 3.
He certainly didn't waste any time returning. Prepare for STIP docking procedures.
Affirmative.
I know, he's going to call us for an update before he docks.
I don't understand, Commander. How is it possible for you to know something that has yet to... stand by? You must explain this ability to me in the future. Incoming hail from Controller 3 on open channel.
Controller 3, this is Commander Sims. BSS, we have you on open channel 1.
Commander, what is the latest status on the Rage Cruiser coming from 310?
Sir, First Officer Nate tailed the ship to our location, at which time we turned over surveillance to Bat 1, under the command of Captain Jocko. The Rage ship is currently on the Latumus surface for resupply. We have a live video feed from SATCOM 1. No personnel movement has been detected yet.
Is that feed accessible?
Roger that, sir. The feed is on the TAC network. Do you have today's codes?
Negative, Commander. I'll get them when I reach headquarters. I should be docked with the BSS in about 20 minutes.
Copy that, sir. If there is anything significant between now and then, Robo-4 will send you the network access code.
Thank you, Commander. Controller 3 clear.
Hey, Daddy. Get enough to eat?
Did I? I would think so. I worked on the venison for a while, and then some corn and crabs, a little piece of beef, and now I'm working on this bowl of crab soup.
Don't try to make up for it all at once. You'll have plenty of time for cookouts.
More and more, I like the sound of that.
Look, given your time delay, you fought in 3 wars, not counting the skirmishes in the IDF, and countless missions. I think you've more than done your part.
Maybe so, but I can't stand the thought of just sitting around here on some endless vacation. I want to stay productive.
I'm sure the IDF will need your advice now and then. And who knows? You may end up helping Jim with his PI business.
Oh, great. Just what I've always wanted to be. An assistant gumshoe.
Great party, sis. Everyone seems to be really enjoying themselves.
Thanks. Now, what...
What are you, writing a book?
Yeah, The Secret Life of Horace Hawk.
Not this again.
What again?
Another conspiracy theory. What was Dad really doing those 5 years?
That's a good start.
Kelly, you want to know the truth? I was abducted by aliens and taken to a black hole event horizon where 50 years passed and I aged only one. All the time, I really wasn't in a Turkish prison, but in an alien prison until your sister here hired a space pirate to take her to the prison where she broke me out of a maximum intergalactic prison.
All right. That's too much even for me. But there are some gaps in your story.
Speaking of gaps... There's some corn stuck in your teeth.
Go ahead, make fun of me, but I usually get to the bottom of the truth.
Well, I think I just reached the bottom of this bowl of crab soup.
Here, let me take that. Do you want any more?
No, he doesn't.
I don't?
No, you don't.
Daddy, if you want more soup, I'll get you some more.
That's all right. Katie's right. I've eaten enough for two people, but save me some for supper.
All right, but we three need to talk later.
Oh, is there any of Kate's award-winning apple pie left?
I think so. I'll be sure to save you some.
Daddy, after what you put away, apple pie is the last thing you need.
Well, if it wasn't the best apple pie in the world, I wouldn't need it so much.
What do you think she's up to?
With that girl, there's no telling. She is the nosiest human being I know, and quite the tattletale, too. I had her in the car when she was about 7. We were coming through, I think, Federalsburg, down one of the only hills in the county. I was coasting, and a cop pulled me over. He said I was doing 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. But he saw that Kelly and I were both buckled in and let me off with a verbal warning. I told Kelly, no reason to tell Mom about this.
Let me guess. You didn't even get in the door.
Mommy, Daddy got stopped by the police. He was drag racing down a hill.
That sounds just like her.
You, on the other hand, always kept our secrets. I guess that's what makes you such a good agent.
Yeah, and that's what makes Kelly a good legal aide.
Well, we'd better rejoin the party. When do you plan on going back?
Originally, I was going to take a little cop time and stay a few days. But I need to be back on Monday for this meeting with Holiday.
So you can stay tomorrow?
That's the plan.
Good. We can have a little rockfish fishing tournament.
You know I'm going to win. Now, let's head back before Kelly comes back with more questions.
Nadir solar array alignment complete. Moving on to section 2-1 alpha. Are you ready to copy, Robo 4?
Stand by. We have an incoming hail from Bat 1.
Put them on open channel 1 and notify Sims.
Commander Sims, incoming transmission from Bat 1 on open channel 1.
Roger that. I'll be right there.
Bat 1, this is BSS. We have you on open channel 1.
Vlad, Jocko here. We have suspicious movement near the Latumis prison.
Do you have a visual for us?
Transmitting stills.
Processing data. Displaying photos on main monitor.
What are we looking at, Jocko?
Commander, it appears that a small craft has landed at the prison. It wasn't there 2 cycles ago.
That appears to be a shuttle.
George, do you have an ID on the craft?
Processing.
Have you seen any movement?
That's a negative.
Craft identified as low-altitude shuttle operated by Rage forces. This craft is only capable of low-level flight.
It sounds like someone made an escape from Rage base before it exploded.
That distance would require at least 2 cycles to navigate.
That would be the right time frame for someone to escape.
Lister.
That would be my guess.
That is a valid deduction. Rage protocol would give the Supreme Controller first access to a shuttle. Transporting to the prison is the best logical conclusion, as it was last in the control of Rage forces.
Since we have eyes on Rage base, we'll remain in orbit over the prison to monitor the situation.
Movement detected at Rage base.
Put it up on our main monitor.
Streaming. Main docking bay open. It appears they are preparing for ground undocking of an escape pod.
That would be Wi-Fi.
George, send an alert to Controller 3 for this movement and Bat 1's findings at the prison.
Contacting Controller 3.
How long can you hold on, Station?
We have only 3 cycles of supplies to remain within IDF guidelines.
We'll notify headquarters to send a relief ship to your location. In the meantime, continue on, Station, and monitor the situation.
Copy that. Bat 1 out.
George, notify Command Headquarters that Bat 1 will need resupply within the next cycle.
Notifying.
Robo 4, let us continue with solar array inspection at Section 2-1 Alpha. Commander, are you going to continue monitoring Rage base?
Roger that, unless you want help in the inspection.
No, I think we're good. How about you, Robo 4?
I evaluate both of you as good. However, I am most excellent.
Of all the Robonauts in the inventory, we get the comedian.
Man, crab cakes, crab soup, steamed crabs, steak and corn. Horace, you need to go to prison more often.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Hernandez. But you can thank Kelly for the spread. Of course, you know, you didn't have to try and eat it all at once. You can take a doggy bag home with you.
Thanks, Horace. I'll do just that. You got a bag or something?
Karen over there will fix you up.
Thanks.
Now there goes a man who appreciates Eastern Shore Eats.
No, there goes a man who enjoys eats, period.
Well, it looks like everyone's enjoying themselves.
Your Aunt Karen and Kelly did a good job.
That doesn't surprise me.
What doesn't surprise you?
That you and Aunt Karen would put out such a spread.
Given how Karen loves a party and you are so detail-oriented.
Which is why I want you to explain this.
What in the world is that?
It's a photo of Dad, taken in 1943.
What?
Explain it, Dad.
I'm sorry, Kelly, but I just can't.
What will Horace tell Kelly about the photo? Why is there a shuttle at the Latumis prison? And what is going on at Rage headquarters? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, A New Order.